Hello, folks. Welcome back here with another Tune In Tuesday episode. So I am super excited to be here with you all. I love these bi-weekly check-ins. I hope you all love it too. And at this time, we are going to begin with a little bit of a life update. And then we are going to shift gears into an astrology forecast for the next 2 weeks. And then we'll close out with an oracle message for the collective. So, life update. As you all know, recently made a timeline shift at this time. Very, you know, in a place of adjustment and settling into the changes and working through whatever emotions are coming up as these changes are happening. And all in all, I will say, whenever there's a shift in direction, it's almost as if the karmic wheel, you're moving through it, and now you are re-looking for almost direction again. You get somewhere and then there's always the what's the next goal type of thing. You meet the goal and then you're like, what's the next goal? This is very much something that I have been thinking of at this time. I very much have been in an energy of remembering the why, remembering the vision, and trying my best to align my next steps moving forward to get to the vision, the ultimate goal, making sure that there isn't any settling energy, right? Understanding that the possibilities are endless. I think that's the energy that I feel like I have been trying to get back to divinity to emulate, this energy of whatever you want, as long as it's in alignment, right, will happen for you. And I think it's very much a matter of adjusting the way in which you approach your day-to-day, the way in which you approach, you know, your work and your home life and all of the above, that very much will paint the rest of the picture for you on where you're going. And so there's been a lot of energy on connecting as much as possible, you know, with my inner self at this time. I think Cancer season brought up a lot of emotions. And as we are shifting gears, this video will be released on the day of Leo season. And as we are shifting gears into Leo season, I think it's a matter of, you know, sitting with a lot of the emotions that did come up to the surface and gaining whatever insight came from those emotional revelations. And so at this time, with Leo energy and the sun and everything, there's a sense of clarity that's about to come. And I think a lot of that kind of came to the surface from, you know, spending time with our emotions and things of that sort. So at this time, again, I've just been doing a lot of reflecting on where I am and where I'm trying to go. Alrighty, folks, now we are going into an astrology forecast for the next 2 weeks. So this Tune In Tuesday will be released on July 22nd, and this will be covering this time period all the way until August 5th. So let's dive into it. It's Leo season. There's so much Leo energy in the air and a lot of Aries energy in the air. It's giving fire sign heavy right now. So let's dive into it. Leo season is going to be asking for a lot of us to reflect on a lot of our Leo themes in regards to our communication patterns and our ability to express ourselves. With Mercury going retrograde in Leo, I did touch on that on the last Tune In Tuesday episode, but with Mercury retrograde going into Leo, there's this energy of pause and reflection and slowing down on our ability to show up as leaders, on our ability to step authentically into our sense of self and portray that, right? The sun is the center of everything. Are we shining in our energy and in the spotlight, you know, in our full authentic selves? Are we admiring ourselves, you know? That's the energy of what this Mercury retrograde in Leo is going to be calling for a lot of us to sort of think about at this time. Leo also has this leadership quality to it, similar to Aries. And in that being said, Leo is, with this Mercury retrograde in Leo, it's going to be asking us, you know, are we comfortable in our leadership roles? Are we comfortable stepping up to the plate, you know, when it's asked of us? Are we comfortable being seen by other people? And are we comfortable centering ourselves in our lives sometimes and balancing that in, you know, the most optimal way for yourself and for the collective? Leo energy has this very playful, childlike energy to it. And are we spending enough time in playful energy? Are we working too hard and not spending enough time, you know, uplifting our inner child? Because as we do those things, with the fifth house being the sun and Leo energy, similar to that of solar plexus chakra, it's our creativity portal. It's where we are finding our inspiration and our, you know, desires to want to keep moving forward with the things that we want to create. So with this energy around revisiting our creativity portal and sitting with it, there can be an emphasis on maybe there's been a writer's block moment. Maybe there's been a creativity block moment. Maybe there's about to be. And I think all of this is happening purposely. Don't fret if you feel like you're going through some sort of blockage when it comes to your creativity at this time or your ability to produce. I think that ultimately right now, it's asking us to sit with first our childlike energy to make sure that our inspirations and these downloads and insights that we're gaining are fully in alignment with the best work that we can create and the best ability for us to be as creative as possible. As we, you know, spend time with ourselves and spend time with the childlike nature of our, you know, mind and of our body and of our soul, it really opens up the doorway for us to create and in full glory. As I work with children, I'm a teacher, and as I'm working with children all the time, especially at this time, I'm watching them. I'm watching them be, you know, fully in their imagination. I'm watching them explore all the possibilities in their minds. And it's something that's really beautiful. And it's something that I feel like, unfortunately, society doesn't necessarily nurture as we grow older. But it's important that you take that on for yourself and that you nurture your imagination and that you nurture your ability to see all the possibilities out there. And that you, as a result, are able to then create in all its glory, in its fullest glory. And I wish that for the collective. So definitely ride that energy right now with Leo season. If you've been really wanting to read this book because it brings you so much joy and you feel like you're living in the book, read it. If you feel like you really, especially with Venus and Gemini right now, if you feel like you really want to write something, you know, write. If you feel like you want to dance and move, especially with fifth house energy, do it, right? If you feel like you want to go wild dancing one night, do it. I bet you it'll reawaken something within you that is just very needed at this time for you to keep moving forward on your day-to-day with much more passion and you know, vitality. I think ultimately at this time, Leo energy is being heightened in all its ways. So speaking of Leo energy, we have a Leo new moon coming up on July 24th. So this new moon, as we all know, new moons are new beginnings, planting seeds for new beginnings. However, I'm not gonna say that with this Leo new moon, you're going to be actively stepping into that new beginning because it is Mercury retrograde in Leo. So things are gonna seem as if they're a little bit more delayed or asked to slow down a little bit. With this Leo new moon, even if you do hear, you know, news around something new that's coming into your life or planting seeds around something new that you're trying to cultivate, you won't actively be putting that public facing till like two or so weeks after that. And that definitely has to do with, again, Mercury retrograde in Leo, kind of putting things on delay a little bit. But with this Leo new moon, there is this energy around planting new seeds in regards to our ability to be creative, to produce, right? Fifth house is also fertile energy. You know, stepping into full fertility at this time can happen with this Leo new moon. And not necessarily in terms of children, but also in terms of our ability to just, you know, bring in new realities, bring in new passions and desires into our reality, and actively taking steps in that direction with fire energy. I think ultimately this Leo new moon having this leadership quality to it, it could also be highlighting some sectors around work and your roles in that way, especially because it's our productivity and our creativity house. So if you are an artist, if you are in any roles in which you are in the spotlight and leading at this time, you could be sort of finding yourself either being, you know, promoted or feeling really excited about some new events or I want to say platforms that are opening up for you to showcase your work. And I think that with this time and with this energy, you might not see the full-blown results of it until, again, a couple of weeks after the Leo new moon, but you could be finding yourself planting those seeds. It's really important also with Leo energy, with the sun and that being, you know, what we are revolving around as Earth, everything revolves around the sun. There is this energy of making sure that you're centering yourself and that you're feeling really clear about where you're going and where you're moving. The sun is full-blown clarity. It's the opposite of the moon. The moon has this hidden energy to it and this energy around the subconscious, while the sun is fully conscious energy and fully, you know, on the surface. So are you clear? And if you're not clear, you will be tested with this Leo new moon and with Mercury retrograde in Leo to make sure that you are feeling as clear as possible in all areas of your life, especially where, look at where Leo is in your chart. And if you want an astrology reading, I can help look further into your chart to provide that information for you. But where is Leo in your chart? Look at that house and see what the themes are for that house, and you will see what is being called of you at this time, where you might be planting new seeds, and where you might be seeing some of the results in a couple weeks' time. So ultimately, with this Leo energy, again, childlike energy, you could find yourself being a little bit more social in a way that awakens some childlike energy, whether that's being a little adventurous, again, going out dancing, going out to a paint and sip, whatever it is that you feel like will wake up your creative juices at this time is fully amplified with this Leo new moon energy. So definitely ride the waves there. This could be a really fun time. Again, even if it's Mercury retrograde, even if things are coming up to the surface, follow that guidance, follow that inner calling. A lot of that guidance and inner calling will come from sitting with your creativity, right? Sitting with the things that light you up, light that inner child up, and you will see where it takes you. Something else that I've sort of been thinking about at this time is not just the inner child, but the inner baby. As I said, as I've been working with little kids, little ones, they're super inspirational. And inner babies have this innocence to them. And it's super important that we don't just nurture our inner child, but that we also nurture the inner baby. The inner baby is the one who's super curious. The inner baby is the one who's exploring everything. The inner baby is the one who's being fully in their energy and not caring about it. Like, you're just being you. And I think the inner baby also is looking for community and support. And it's okay for you to be looking for community and support at this time. So tap into your inner baby. Connect with those around you and come together and create together. And that is the beauty of this Leo new moon. It's really tapping into that inner child and that inner baby and using that as fuel to create, to produce, to call in, further expansion in your life with the sun energy and to bring radiance to you, right? Again, with Leo energy, there could be something around your appearance that shifts at this time. You could either be physically shining more, or you could actually, change something within your hairstyle, change how you're dressing, whatever it is, you about to be feeling yourself. That's the energy that I'm getting. It's giving feeling myself. It's giving check myself when I walk past the mirror. It's giving mirror check before I head out the house. Whatever it is, I think that's sort of the energy that's being highlighted at this time. Be wary of being too caught up in your appearance and too caught up in yourself. Again, everything with balance, because the unhealed Leo will definitely be called to attention at this time if you are being way too self-absorbed. So make sure that there is some sort of balance there. But again, if you don't feel that comfortable looking at yourself in the mirror, if you don't feel that comfortable admiring your body and admiring who you are, now is the time to challenge yourself to do so. Give yourself those affirmations as during Leo season, as you are on your way out the house. Look at yourself in that mirror and hype yourself up, whatever it is, because it'll shine through. The more that you nurture you and your sense of self, the more that everyone else sees that energy and sees that radiance coming off of you. So again, indulge in you. This Leo new moon is also happening at 2 degrees. 2 degrees is Taurus energy. Taurus is Venus again. Venus is beauty, relationships, business partnerships, money, finances, luxury, wealth, food, right? So with this Leo new moon, there could be this energy, again, Venusian energy, so beauty and thinking about ourselves in that way. But also there could be this energy of just romanticizing life a little. Romanticize, that trip to the restaurant. Romanticize that outing with the girlies. Romanticize that date that you're going on. Romanticize, the flowers that you brought that you now want to put in your living room, right? Whatever it is, there is this sort of romanticizing energy that comes with this Venusian aspect, or degree rather, in which this Leo new moon is happening. With finances and money also being connected to this, again, this is why I said something with work could also be coming up for the surface in terms of sort of a new beginning. Whether that means that you are literally producing something and showcasing something that you will see the monetary rewards of coming shortly after. So that's exciting. Okay, so that's enough, I think, for the Leo new moon and a little bit of connection to Leo season and the Mercury retrograde in Leo. And now we're going to be shifting gears to the last transit that we need to be thinking about in this forecast, and that is Venus in Cancer. So Venus will be entering Cancer on July 30th and will be staying there until August 25th. So majority of Leo season going into slightly Virgo season will have us in Venus and Cancer energy. So coming out of Venus and Gemini, going into Venus and Cancer, Venus is going to heighten a lot of these themes related to Cancer, which is the home life, our household energy, our emotional foundations, our sense of safety and security. And lastly, I want to say the relationship to the mother. And that'll mean our feminine energy generally, our ability to nurture, our ability to, tend to ourselves home. So with Venus in Cancer, you can find yourself literally beautifying the home. spending time, you know, buying decorations for the home, putting new decorations, you know, in your space, whether that's your workspace, whatever space it is for you that makes you feel the most at home, I think is going to be sort of called to your attention at this time to address. Whether that means that you've been holding off, you know, home projects, procrastinating on something at home, Venus in Cancer will push you to finally do it because you feel better about it, because it'll make you feel good. Indulgence and staying at home could also be heightened at this time. You may find that you might be like, eh, to the invite, not really with it, rather stay home, comfortable, indulging in some home-cooked food. If you haven't been cooking that much, you could be finding yourself cooking a lot more with Venus in Cancer. There's also this energy around hosting at the home, so a lot more social events happening at the home space. So whether that's like, literally for me, it might be housewarmings, but for other people, it could just be, you know, inviting people over to the household, because there's this, again, this Venusian atmospheres that are, you know, being cultivated in the home space and in the home life, which is great for hosting. Additionally, there could be this energy around, you know, really feeling love being heightened within your relationship to the matriarch, in whatever case that looks like for you, whatever your caretaker is, you know, mom, grandmother, whatever your maternal line is, I think could also be highlighted at this time for you to sort of, again, nurture, and in return, it will nurture you. So that's the energy with Venus in Cancer. There could just be a lot more energy around spending time with your mother, spending time with your grandmother, spending time with those who you consider to be your caretakers. If you are a mother yourself, you could find yourself really feeling yourself as a mother and being really proud of yourself in your mother journey, and sharing that nurturing by giving even more love to your children at this time. So that could also be highlighted. Again, with Venus in Cancer, it's our emotional foundations. There can be this energy around really deep conversations within your relationships, romantic especially, and those especially that you share the household with could also be up for, you know, discussion at this time. These deep conversations can be slightly triggering and slightly emotional. However, ultimately, it really does add a emotional depth to your relationship, building further intimacy, which is awesome. Let's see if there's anything else with Venus in Cancer. You could be feeling very at home in your partnerships right now at this time. You could be having a lot of beautiful moments related to family, whether that's family events or anything of that sort, that is just, you know, really feeling great. Again, indulgence in the house. Try not to stay too much inside, but it is okay to take this time to rest and choose self-care, because that is a form of rebellion in and of itself. Rebel and choose you whenever you need to at this time to nurture yourself and make sure that you're not reaching burnout. So rest, recuperate, especially with Mercury retrograde also still happening simultaneously at this time. Communications can be a little fluffy and a little blurry, but again, with Venus in Cancer, it's all happening purposely to trigger some emotions to then add layers of emotional depth and intimacy. So all in all, there is going to be an energy around building further safety, security, and foundations, especially in your home life, your family life, and those who you consider, you know, home. All of that will be up for review at this time, but in a great positive aspect and way. So enjoy it. Spend time with family, host those events, bring people into your household, go visit your friends' households if they invite you, of course, and enjoy it. Enjoy that time. Lastly, we are going to close out with an oracle message. I feel like it's very fitting. I'm gonna take a little sippies of my coffee while I'm at it. Like my mic. Sun and the moon. Okay, here we go. So, the card that I pulled today was Departed Loved Ones. I think immediately I was like, this is very, I think, on par with the energy in the collective. Not only has there been this energy around grief and loss, I think especially even if you're not actually losing people at this time, there could be this energy of reaching an anniversary for those people who you have lost along your journey here on Earth. And at this time, this card is giving me two major messages. The first is in relation to grief and loss. If you are finding yourself, oh my God, I'm about to get really emotional. If you are finding yourself facing grief and loss, and I feel it in the collective energy, I want to let you know that you are not alone, and that your guides are very much in connection with you. And that whatever soul it is that has passed on, it is still in the ethers and it is still very much in connection to you. So communicate with your, you know, departed loved ones at this time, because trust me, they are listening and they will provide you whatever clarity, guidance you are asking for. Even if that's just support and love to let you know that they're there, right? I think that's one of the messages here at this time. So you're not alone in that. And they want you to know that they're there. Like, that's what I'm feeling the most. And then the second message with departed loved ones is that this is generally your guides, your spirit team, and your angels and ancestors. All of them are here like a team standing behind you in the ethers, ready to jump in at your beck and call. So call for them, call for their assistance, call on their support and their love and their guidance and their wisdom. They could be coming through your dream state at this time, providing you any clarity, guidance, and messages that you're looking for. They could be coming to you through music, making you hear a certain song at a certain point, whether that's that you hear it at a store or a car passing by. Certain messages that are just meant for you to hear at this time, your guides could be bringing your way. So again, I started off this reading talking about the why and the vision and connecting more with that soul, you know, desire and longing and making sure that the compass is still facing in that direction. And this is where, again, with Leo season, you know, many of us after Cancer season went deep into our emotional layers and were triggered emotionally in a lot of ways, whether that was literally through loss and grieving parts of ourselves that are dying, people around us who are leaving us, and, you know, environments that we are leaving. Whatever grief it is that you're experiencing at this time can be very different across the board, but ultimately there is this energy around, you know, making peace with those things that you're moving away from and with those things that have moved away from you, and using it as, you know, inspiration and fuel for where you are going now. So you're not alone. Your guides and your ancestors and those who you have loved who have passed on are always with you and are here asking for you and alerting you to the fact that they are supporting you and sending you wisdom and guidance. So use it. Alrighty, folks, that is it for this Tune In Tuesday. Thank you so much for taking the time if you made it all the way to the end of the video. Again, if you would like an astrology reading, please check out the link in the bio and I will direct you into how you can book a reading and find whatever service it is that you're looking for at this time. If you don't find something that you feel like you need, but you know you need something in particular, just reach out to me through my email. Information is also on the website, and there I can, you know, find the best service that works for you. Thank you all again so much for taking the time to listen. Please share with other folks who would be interested in the content and subscribe to the channel. Bye, folks. Have a good one.